shut up and sit down.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back once again to Vicious Rants. And of course, I'm your host, Mr. Main Event himself, the often imitated, never duplicated Suicide Tim Vicious. And we're going to go over Backlash was in Lyon, France. And good God almighty, wow. Just wow. All right, man, I can't put into words. It was honestly, I had to go back and watch this back twice because I was just in shock and awe over. Like, the first time I watched it, I was like, whoa. This is like, the matches were great, but my God, the atmosphere was a whole other level. France fucking delivered with this crowd. That's the best way to put it. France delivered with this crowd, and I had to go back and watch it because, you know, I tried taking notes while watching this the first time, and I was just in so much shock and awe watching, seeing the crowd. I was completely agog, and I couldn't take down any notes. I had to go back and rewatch it later. So that way I could, and whoa, man. This was hands down, this is probably, trying to think the right way to put this. Okay, WrestleMania was the first one under the Triple H era. Now this is officially moving forward in the Triple H era, so to say. And if this is where we start, at the beginning of the Triple H regime going forward after WrestleMania, oh my God, we got nowhere else to go but up. Now, with that said, let's get into the show. First match was Kevin Owens and Randy Orton going against Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga, and wow. This was good. I had a nice, good, solid brawl right before the bell, to the point officials and agents were coming out, separating everyone. And Nick Aldis comes out. Whoa, 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 whoa. No. These people came here to get their money's worth. So you, all of you want to fight? Well, fine. Guess what? We're throwing the rule book out. This is no countouts. No disqualifications. Let's ring that bell. And wow, almighty, wow. Good, solid fight. They had solid fighting throughout the crowd. And I got to tell you, you know, Kevin Dunn got a lot of crap thrown, had a lot of shit thrown at him. And people can make the arguments for and against whether it was rightfully deserved or if it wasn't. I'm not here to argue on that. What I will say is the guy that is filling in Kevin Dunn's shoes, I can't remember his name. I know he was a sports guy working at ESPN before that, but man, this guy is freaking smart because he's picking up camera views and camera angles that we would have never seen under Kevin Dunn. Like, they literally were doing a split screen of Randy fighting Solo, Kevin Owens fighting Tama on two different parts of the arena. And it was great. You know, it was total mayhem with Solo and Tama dominating the second half of the match. It was just, wow. Yeah, that's the best way I can describe it. Wow, they started out hot, and the crowd took it, and the crowd just ran with it nonstop. And the match came to an end when Owens, he looked like he was about to go and do a pin, when the ref was counting 1, 2, ref gets slid out. Next thing you know, the camera pulls up and you see Tonga Lau Tamatunga's younger brother shows up out of nowhere and then goes, helps Solo wreck havoc, and goes, wrecks havoc on Randy and Kevin Owens, and then Solo, boom, pops the Samoan Spike for the 1, 2, 3. So your winners, Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga, with Tonga Lau as now the newest member of the Bloodline. And again, I keep going back to wow, because I don't know on how else to describe it, but wow. Because Paul Heyman's facial expressions of looking in shock and all, like, what? I had no way of knowing this. I can't believe this. Why wasn't I informed? I'm the wise man. I should be informed of these things. Yeah. So next up, we got women's triple threat action. Tiffany Stratton, Naomi, and Bayley. Woo. Oh, doggy. Heart pills. Definitely needed the heart pills. Now, again, the crowd, very hot. The crowd was nonstop from start to finish, but they were all over for Bayley with the, hey, we want some Bayley. Hey, we want some Bayley. Oh, whoa. Oh, I want to know. Are you gonna be my girl? Chance. And I absolutely loved it, dude. Not really good. Had a good solid pace and a flow. Everyone got a chance to shine. I dug this match, and Tiffany definitely got a chance to shine and show. And considering she's, well, you can make the argument she made her debut at the Rumble, so we'll say that's January. So 4 months in, 4 months into the main roster, excuse me, 4 months into the main roster and getting major, not just getting a title match, but getting a major championship match on a pay-per-view, PLE, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, they definitely see a lot of high end. They definitely see a big return on this girl. There's no doubt on that. And this was great, hands down. This was, whew, wow. So, match came to an end. Bayley and Naomi, they wound up actually pulling a 3D, doing a 3D onto Tiffany Stratton. And that came to be because Tiff had both down. She went up for the prettiest moonsault ever. They missed. She rolled, nailed the landing and rolled through. Went to go do a running charge. Naomi hoisted her up, and Bayley just out of nowhere, boom! Dropped in for the cutter to hit the 3D. And then after that, Bayley and Naomi, they went at it for a minute, exchanging falls against each other. Counter for counter for counter for counter until Bayley wound up getting the winning pin, 1, 2, 3. Afterwards, Bayley, she's sitting on the apron, holding the title. Oh, 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 that was a fight. Having that kind of a look on her. And you just see Naomi reach over, tap her on the shoulder. It's like, that was a good one, sis. Bring that back sometime. You know? So that was good. Next up, we got Jey Uso going against Damian Priest. And whoa, you want to talk about over like Rover. Jey came out through the crowd and everybody was doing a yeet thing with him. Go with the arms, and dude, man, they were all in on Jey Uso. Now, Damian Priest, he came out, he did his thing, and that Priest, he was leading early on with the crowd. Again, like I was saying, all for Jey. Anytime Jey hitting offense, going throwing strikes, kicks, whatever, crowd, yeet, yeet, yeet. Just yelling it nonstop, all for him. It was just really good, solid action, you know. And this was full on believable for me. And by that, what I mean by believable, I could really see Jey winning this match and becoming World Heavyweight Champion. Now, it's not to say I thought of Priest, I see Priest as just a transitional guy, but I could see it as, you know what, they see a lot of high-end return on Jay. They're going to put the belt on him. And I do see that happening. It's not to say I'm going to, it's a matter of when, not if, they're going to put the belt on Jey Uso. They're going to. It's just a matter of time. But it was a good, solid match. At one point, JD McDonagh came out, went to go and try and run interference. Priest got all sorts of hot and angry on him and ripped him a new asshole over it. The hell are you doing out here? I told you, I didn't want anyone out here helping me. Finn Balor wound up going and running interference. Also, Priest didn't know he was doing that until after the match. But Priest wound up getting the win, doing the South of Heaven off the top rope. Afterwards, JD and Finn went to go and try and do a post-match beatdown on the Jay. And Priest, just like an angry dad grabbing both boys, whoa, I told you both, no, now that's enough. Now you stand over on my left. You stand over on my right. Now you both lift my, go put your arms up with me and celebrate that I won. Now the following night on Raw, Priest wound up explaining, saying, listen, guys, I didn't mean to get hot on you like that, but when I say I got this, I got this. And they shook hands, made amends, and moved forward. So next up, we have women's tag title action. Oh, Asuka. Asuka and Kairi going against Bianca and Jade. Excuse me. Going against Bianca and Jade Cardgill. And this, wow, man, wow. Really nice, solid action with Jade and Bianca leading at the start of the match. And then it changing, you could see when it's changing if you go back and watch it. Bianca winds, it's trying to the right way to say this. Kairi got tagged in and then Bianca wound up becoming the punching bag. See, I'm thinking fast and I'm talking, I'm sorry. And then once Jake got the hot tag in, man, as in the immortal words of Pat Patterson, they went banana! It's so much beautiful! They went banana! She come in and do the pow and the pow and jada jada chase! Yeah. And man, I gotta give Kairi Sane credit where credit's due because it just seemed like she just was getting pancaked by Jade Cargill throughout this entire time. It was like, and it's not to say she didn't take her fair shots against Bianca. Same with Asuka with them both. But it just seemed like, ooh. Like, it was almost felt like Jade was singling her out. Like, oh, damn. Ooh. Now, there was a little bit of a schmozzy moment where it was, wait, the ref had to explain to Kairi, no, you're not legal. Asuka is. You got to tag her in to do a pin, and it was just like, what? So that part aside, this was all in all a really good match. I absolutely loved it. It came to an end. Jade wound up doing Jaded on the Kairi Sane, and then Bianca wound up doing the KOD on the Asuka and had dropped Asuka on top of Kairi, and then pinned Asuka for the pin. For the 1, 2, 3. So your winners and new WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, Bianca Belair and Jade Cardgill. So all in all, for a WWE rookie year, I gotta say, Jade's doing pretty good so far. She, again, debut at the Rumble. Had a stellar WrestleMania performance and won a tag team title. won tag team championship gold, and that's just within the first 4 months of TV debut, not just when they announced
part of the company.
Yeah. So now we come to main event of the night, the phenomenal AJ Styles going against the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, for the WWE Undisputed Universal Heavyweight Championship. And the French crowd, they were doing this one kind of chant for AJ. I wish I could repeat it. I can't. But my God, it was something else. And the crowd was actually singing Cody's song after they cut it. Like, you know, you get the adrenaline in my soul, blah, blah, blah part. And then once they cut it, they just kept going. It's like, wow. Now, you want to talk about organic crowd cheering? That's really organic crowd cheering. So I loved it. Now, it was literally at multiple times during the match, the crowd, they were so hyped and so into it, and just, like, the cameras were literally shaking. Like, I remember that happening one time in my life. And that was the night Jerry Lawler and Jim Ross were not at Monday Night Raw because they went to go film a scene for the Jim Carrey Man on the Moon movie about Andy Kaufman. That was it. Other than that, I've never seen that on WWE TV. And to see it then, it just like, whoa. That just tells you right there, this crowd was electric. This is what a hot crowd looks like. You know, so now it had a phenomenal start, no pun intended, with both guys. Really great back and forth. This really great back and forth action with both guys. I absolutely loved it. Great storytelling with the in-ring work that they were doing. And this, I'm officially putting this out there. This is definitely a match of the year candidate. Not just for WWE match of the year, but just match of the year in general for wrestling. Because, you know, even I ask you all, if you're going to watch this match, watch it twice. Once on mute and just watch and look at everything that you see going on in the ring. And then again, watch it with your eyes shut, wearing a blindfold, tape your eyes, whatever you gotta. And then just listen. Because man, you hear, it's just wow. Like that damn good. Wow. And now, like I said, there was back and forth for the match, and Cody, he started to lead the pace pretty much after hulking up, after getting hit with a freaking burning hammer. He got hit with a burning hammer and then got kicked out at one and then just popped up like, oh, we're working like that now, are we? Okay, it's on now, bitch. And then just started, and then just went medieval on Uncle Allen. And it came to an end. Cody, he wanted to pop in a Cody cutter. And then, boom, hit the crossroads for the 1, 2, 3, ding, ding, ding. Your winner and still undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Champion, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. All in all, I gotta say, this was a great show, great match. Honestly, I would really hope that they come back and do this again, like a yearly thing. You know, I will put this out there now. I want them to do more European pay-per-views like once, twice, even sometimes three times a year, just to get that UK, Europe feel and have those crowds go electric and hype up the fucking joint. Excuse me. So with that said, that is it for this week's show, folks. Please, if you're watching this on YouTube, like the video, subscribe to the channel, go back, watch some of the episodes when you can. If you're listening to this on Spotify, leave a review, give us 5 stars if you feel like we've deserved it. Leave a comment in the what did you think about this episode box. I'm always up for improvement. I cannot improve unless you guys give me feedback and tell me what you liked, what you did not like. Leave questions, comments, concerns, complaints, grunts, groans, whatever you want to say. I will listen. I will listen. Don't forget to check out Vicious Chats. It is a bot. It is a semi-weekly or bi-weekly, I should say, interview show. We just had with a new guest set to come up this week. Folks, make sure y'all check it out because we are expanding. We're not just a we're working on making Vicious Chats not just a wrestling show. So with that said, that is it for this week's show. So look for me on the Twitter at Tim Vicious. Thank you to LFC Lingerie Fighting Championship for being a for helping being a contributor to the show. Make sure you check them out. They're a little bit of wrestling, a little bit of MMA, and a whole lot of attractive women wearing a little bit of nothing. Thank you. Also, check out whatamaneuver.net for some Vicious Rants apparel. As you, if you're watching this on YouTube, you see I'm wearing a Vicious Rants tank. Perfect for the summer weather. We also have t-shirts, women's tees, long sleeves, toddler tees, and baby onesies. And, folks, don't forget to check out these cool-ass cats right here on the Twitter. DSB underscore IV main event underscore net, the main event wrestling network account. Sergeant Curry Pants, 3 Count Thursday, D-Dryer 1986. And folks, like I always tell y'all, you love me great, you hate me, fuck you.